You're listening to SBS News.
Angela Merkel has faced down challenges from within her coalition before and appeared relaxed about this latest dispute. The CDU chairwoman joked with the media as she headed to meet her rebellious interior minister. CSU leader and German interior minister Horst Seehofer had threatened to resign over Chancellor Merkel's migration agreement with EU leaders, which he called weak. He was preparing for marathon negotiations with his coalition partner, but he emerged to announce a truce. The CDU and CSU partnership would continue, as would the government. Mr. Seehofer expressed his appreciation of the deal.
I'm happy that we reached an agreement. It shows that it's worth fighting for a conviction. Our agreement is a sustainable agreement that will last in the future.
So how did they make a deal? The Chancellor gave some ground to her Bavarian colleagues. Increased checks on the German-Austrian border are to be introduced, and transit centres are to be established to process and deport asylum seekers who've already been registered elsewhere in the EU, although deals with other European countries to accept these migrants are still being negotiated. Angela Merkel says it was difficult, but compromises needed to be made.
As such, the spirit of partnership in the European Union is preserved, and at the same time, it's an important step to order and control secondary migration, which is important to me. That's why I think we've found a good compromise after tough negotiations and difficult days.
There is a third partner in the ruling coalition, the Social Democrats. They want more time to examine the new immigration proposal and could still veto it. But predictions of Angela Merkel's imminent demise were once again off the mark. The Chancellor remains in charge for now.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.